You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 situation is dire and England is a country divided over how to stem the tide of infections, with cities in the north facing tougher restrictions than those around London down south. Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham has accused Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government of sacrificing jobs and livelihoods to avoid a national lockdown and protect more affluent areas of the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock is urging leaders to put aside political differences for the sake of public health.
The situation in the northwest of England is severe. The number of cases is rising exponentially. The number of people in hospital with COVID has doubled in just the last 12 days. So I call upon local leaders to set aside this party politics and to work with us. This is a time for people to come together so that we can control this virus.
Manchester, one of Britain's largest cities, is tipped to be moved from high to very high alert, which would effectively forbid socialising, force pubs and bars to close, and prohibit travel outside the area. London and the adjacent county of Essex will be put on high alert from midnight tonight, outlawing indoor social interactions. Matt Hancock has defended the regional approach to lockdowns as the number of virus deaths in the United Kingdom passes 43,000.
Well, we want to take action as localised as necessary, because different parts of the country have got different levels of the virus. In London, I understand the impact that going to the high alert level will have. And we've been working very effectively across party lines with the Labour colleagues, with Conservative colleagues, and with Liberal Democrats to come forward with a package of measures.
Across the Channel, France is also grappling with how to deal with a surge in virus cases, more than 30,000 a day. Nighttime 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfews have been imposed in 9 cities, including the capital, Paris. Prime Minister Jean Castex says even areas where there are no curfews will need to follow strict social guidelines.
Mais des mesures générales.
General restrictions will apply everywhere, as the entire country will be placed under a health state of emergency. The rules that will apply everywhere are the following. All private parties, such as weddings or student parties, which take place in festival halls or any other public spaces, will be forbidden.
Polyvalentes ou tout autre établissement recevant du public seront interdites.
World Health Organization Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluger, says tighter controls could save hundreds of thousands of lives.
This is more than ever pandemic times for Europe. The virus has not changed. Simple measures, together with the strict control of social gathering, may save up to 281,000 lives by February 1 across our 53 member states region.
In the United States, the COVID-19 death toll has passed 220,000, with more than 50,000 new infections a day. The issue continues to dominate the presidential campaign. President Donald Trump, under pressure over his handling of the pandemic, is continuing to target the country's highly regarded infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
And he said, "Do not wear a mask. Do not wear a mask under any circumstances. Don't wear a mask. Don't, right? So we don't wear a mask." Then they say, "Oh, wear a mask." I never saw, do you ever see any conflicts? But he's a nice guy, so I keep him around, right? We'll keep him around. He's a Democrat. Everybody knows that.
The studiously apolitical Dr. Fauci has accused the president of taking his comments out of context during the campaign. His early recommendation about not wearing a mask was because there was a shortage of personal protective equipment for health professionals at the time. He has since called for universal mask wearing. And in his capacity as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Fauci has ridiculed suggestions the US should adopt a herd immunity approach to the virus, the concept that it will stop spreading once nearly everyone contracts it.
If you just let things rip and let the infection go, no masks, crowd, it doesn't make any difference. That, quite frankly, is ridiculous, because what that will do is that there will be so many people in the community that you can't shelter, that you can't protect, who are going to get sick and get serious consequences. So this idea that we have the power to protect the vulnerable is total nonsense, because history has shown that that's not the case.
The COVID-19 dilemma is spanning the globe with no continent spared. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced the relaxation of some restrictions. But he's warned if people aren't responsible, the country could be headed for its third nationwide lockdown. And South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has extended by 3 months relief grants to 6 million of the country's unemployed affected by the pandemic. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.